To some people, even logical consequences can still come as a shock. In 1999, I was working for a heating and air conditioning company. There was a plumber who worked for the company. We'll call him Bob. At one time, Bob was a stellar employee. But as the years passed, his commitment to his work dwindled. I can recall making a top 10 excuses not to show up to work list based on Bob's actual excuses. Number 9 was, I have jury duty today. Number 10 was, I thought I had jury duty yesterday. I really have it today. The time did come when the owner reached his tipping point. He summoned Bob on the Nokia radios we were using at the time. Since the owner was using a radio, I was able to hear both sides of the conversation. The owner pressed the button on the radio, and in response, the radio made a beep sound. Then he said, Bob, are you there? The radio made another beep sound, and then we heard Bob's reply. Yeah, I'm here. When will you be in the office? We need to talk. I'll be there in 10 minutes. 20 minutes passed. No Bob. The owner got back on the radio and asked, Bob, where are you? The radio made its beep, and then I heard Bob say, Sorry, got stuck in traffic. I'm on my way. I'll be there in 10. 25 minutes passed. No Bob. By this time, the owner was furious. He angrily pressed the button on the radio. Fine. I wanted to say this to you in person, but since I don't know if you'll ever get here, I'll tell you on the radio. We have to talk about your job. You're late for your appointments. Our customers say you take too long to finish, and the jobs you touch are worse when you leave than they were when you got there. Am I going to have to bring in someone else? Without even a moment of hesitation, the radio beeped in reply, and we heard Bob say, Ma'am, boss, I sure could use the help. The owner stood speechless, staring at the radio. I was almost sorry I heard Bob's reply because I lost it. I was 7 months pregnant with Jordan at the time, and I just knew laughing that hard could not have been good for my baby. Once I regained my composure, I couldn't help but wonder how in the world Bob could be so ignorant to the danger that was coming his way. The signs had been there for months. The lesson. We have retirement plans, medical plans, and we pay extra to warranty products, never knowing for sure if we will need any of those precautions. One thing we know that is in our future for sure is the return of Christ. But even something that we know is coming can come in a manner that catches us off guard. Christ compares the destruction that will come with his return to labor pains. A pregnant woman knows for months labor is coming, but with no knowledge of an exact time or date. The best she can do is prepare and be ready for that time whenever it does finally arrive. When I was in Spanish class, I knew failing would complicate my future, so I took steps to prevent it. While cheating may have been good enough to pass a Spanish class, there is no cheating in our walk with the Lord. There are no shortcuts, and there is no bargaining. We can only prepare by obedience to his word. Scripture also speaks of Christ's return as a thief in the night. It will catch the owners of the house entirely off guard. Like Wesley and Bob, there will be those focused on the present, ill-equipped for what is to come. A Christian's whole life should be in preparation for that day.